commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
One parent said the Marshfield High School dance team's routine was suggestive but not explicit. That's the problem. Since I've added high school sports coverage to my regular duties at the radio station, I've seen a lot of dance teams over the last 2 years. I'd describe many of them the same way. A high school dance team is made up of 16, 17, and 18-year-old girls. Dance routines that involve rump shaking, writhing on the ground, or being on all fours with pelvic thrusts are indeed suggestive. And I have seen some dance teams that I would not allow my daughters to join. So that brings me to a problem. Who decides what is or what isn't over the line? This is one of those I-know-it-when-I-see-it situations, and school districts full of administrators will want a written policy. So how would that work? This move, this position, this jiggle, this shake isn't allowed. That would be comical, and it's not practical. So let's examine Marshfield's decision to fire their high school dance team coach, Lisa Jolin. She should not have been dismissed. She should be reinstated immediately. There is video online of the high school's Blurred Lines dance routine. The dancing itself seems tame and harmless. The issue is the song and not the performance. So that is a slippery slope. Now, I've heard the song Blurred Lines dozens of times. Maybe you have too. It has a funky bass line and a catchy hook. I should tell you I was also only vaguely familiar of the song's meaning. My kids are better at interpreting song lyrics than I am, and there are a lot of pop hits today where I might like the music and be clueless about what the words actually say and mean. So are we now going to put dance team coaches in the impossible position of being interpreters of meanings of songs? Who would willingly take on that role? Now, last weekend, I saw the D.C. Everest dance team, one of the best in the state, performing their hip-hop routine at homecoming. They are by far more accomplished and more technically advanced than the dancers from Marshfield. The music for the Everest routine, as best I could tell, was a mashup of many rap and hip-hop songs, and the music was edited for timing and for content. I couldn't understand what the words were, and I certainly don't know any of the song's meanings. Yet we would somehow allow someone to interpret what's being said, decide if they personally approve or are offended, and then file a complaint that gets the dance team coach fired? That doesn't make sense. I find it ridiculous.